Well, as you have just heard, the president supported what is being known as my peace initiative, but I think he did more than support it. I think he has been showing through his administration in the past month at least that as far as we are concerned on the NATO side, we want to change the trend line. We want to make it clear that not only the alliance is strong, that it will defend itself, that it will not be intimidated, but that it is also pursuing peace. And if I were to tell you, for instance, that the president agrees that we shouldn't seek military superiority in NATO, we should seek a balance, that we do not think that a nuclear war can be won, that we think that the ideal would be to see an end to all nuclear arms. It might come as news, at least to some of the press in Canada, because we haven't been hearing that. But this is what the president said at the Diet in Japan, and this is what our foreign ministers have said just a few days ago in Brussels, that we respect each other's legitimate security interests. Whether this is news or not, I don't know, but this, at least in perception, is a complete change of a trend line which I saw when I embarked on my initiative several months ago as one which was going downwards rather than upwards, which was, to use Carrington's phrase, which was characterized by megaphone diplomacy. In Brussels last week, there was no megaphone diplomacy. There was a call for dialogue repeated two or three times in the message and in the communique. So I'm grateful, not that I've said anything new this morning, but I'm grateful that I was able to hear from the President of the United States, the leader of the alliance, that these are not just words, that these correspond to the intention of the alliance, and that the other side can know, the Warsaw Pact can know, that we're not trying to be superior, we're not trying to not recognize their legitimate security interests. We just want them to realize we want to be at least equal and balanced, and that they should recognize ours. And I think this is a great step forward. I'll say nothing, though maybe I will say something about the decision of NATO to send foreign ministers to Stockholm. This is really stating that the politicians are taking hold of the peace issue. It is no longer for the nuclear accountants. It is for the political leaders themselves.